It is 7:40. Let us take a look at some of the odd behavior of others so that we can feel better about ourselves. Right?
Right.
34-year-old Luz Avila of Chickasha, Oklahoma, was driving drunk earlier this week in Grady County, Oklahoma, when the cops decided that they wanted to pull her over. Instead of cooperating with police, she did the intelligent thing and took off. She led the cops on a high-speed chase as she raced toward Cato County, which is the next county over. Then she stopped, got out of the car, and told the police that she had fled because this county's jail is nicer than Grady County. That's how you know that you are in a bad place in your life, when you know which county lockdown is nicer than the other.
Well, I mean,
jail shopping.
Right. You got to know these things, Seth. If you're planning on pulling off a heist, you want to know which jail you're going to be staying in.
Unfortunately for her, get this. Oh, she may have known where she wanted to go. She wasn't sure where the county line was. She actually stopped a few yards short of the county line.
Oh.
It's not clear why. She was arrested, taken to the jail she didn't want to go to for DUI and evading. I think that's funny. 58-year-old Elizabeth Hiley of Jensen Beach, Florida. Of course, we have to have a story out of Florida. It wouldn't be the right thing.
By the way, the 4th of July holiday weekend will generate even more stories from Florida.
Yes. Yes, it will. Anyway, 25-year-old Crew Finley. They were together. 56-year-old Elizabeth Hiley of Jensen Beach and 25-year-old Crew Finley were together a few weeks ago at Elizabeth's house, and they were consuming adult tasty beverages. Apparently, Elizabeth thought that this was a date. Crew thought, no, we're just friends. And that became an issue.
This is someone in their 50s and someone in their 20s.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Hiley, I looked at her, yes, mugshot. Ooh, no.
Not a date?
No, it was not a date. That was not a date. Let me put it to you this way. I think that perhaps Elizabeth at one time may have fallen out of the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down. Apparently, Elizabeth thought it was a date. Crew thought they were just friends. It became an issue when she decided that it was time for them to be very friendly.
Do what happens at the end of a really good date.
Sure. He was not into it. Not only is she more twice his age, but going back to her mugshot, I'd say she looks more like Gary Busey than somebody you'd probably want to. Anyway, she got so angry.
How angry did she get?
She grabbed her cane and a hunting knife and began chasing the gentleman around the house. When he got out, she chased him down the street. Luckily, he saw a cop in a convenience store parking lot, flagged him down just as Elizabeth was running up with the knife,
right. And
she was arrested and charged with felony aggravated assault.
Help, officer, there's an ugly woman who wants to have sex with me.
When you're chasing your young suitors down the street, a Bowie knife, the way to go.
That's right. That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Mm.
A quick look at the news.
Thank goodness.
Why, that it's on. What are you saying? That it's almost over? Is that what you're saying? That's why it's. All right, let's take a look at what's going on around for the 4th of July. Of course, that's tomorrow. Hopefully, you'll be celebrating the same way I plan to, by running up to an English guy, whispering, "It's not over," and punching him square in the jimmy. Now, you know, of course, Donald Sterling will be hosting his annual Red, Really White, and Blue party. Not that to look forward to.
Oh.
Too soon? Two tour buses that belonged to Styx and Foreigner caught fire before a concert in Philadelphia. Authorities are unsure exactly what caused the fire, but remind everyone that cassette tapes are extremely flammable.
Styx fans are disappointed with this news.
I saw Foreigner in concert not too long ago. They're not bad.
Someone still has to explain that Mr. Roboto thing to me. I thought that was weird when it was happening.
It was weird, but it's not. Okay. Pictures of Lindsay Lohan walking around New York were revealed yesterday, and in them she has a bad cut on her leg. Apparently, this is the first story about Lindsay Lohan cutting something that was not involving a coffee top table.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Daniel Radcliffe says he wants to play Robin in the new Batman movie. Okay, let's do this. Harry Potter, then Robin. Seriously, if he becomes an astronaut, he'll be every character on My Pajamas. Thank you for the courtesy laugh.
There we
laugh.
Go. That was the courtesy
Thank
laugh
Thank you,
right
Zach.
There.
That was the courtesy laugh. Finally.
Scientists becoming well-trained.
Scientists apparently have developed edible water bottles. If successful, they'll be a step closer to their ultimate goal, chewable McNuggets.
Mm. Oh.
And last but not least, a Pennsylvania woman suffered minor injuries when her laptop exploded in her lap. And that, of course, is what you get for Googling Google. That, of course, is a quick look at the news. Please use the information we provided for you for good, not for evil.
And now, fireworks safety tips for kids and rednecks.
When placing a cherry bomb in a mailbox, make sure it is not your own.
Especially if you're expecting your unemployment check.
M80s in the toilet can make your basement soggy.
Unless the toilet is in your front yard, then it's awesome.
When placing a bottle rocket in a cat's butt, make sure it has been thoroughly declawed.
Yeah, and don't point it at your probation officer.
Anything in your mom's tailpipe sounds louder in the garage.
Unless your garage consists of four cinder blocks and a shade tree.
Empty pop cans only look like stable launching sites.
Boxed wine works better.
And finally, your sister's stroller is no place for a smoke bomb.
Neither is your mother's wheelchair, especially if you put her there last 4th of July.
Join us again next time for Fireworks Safety Tips for Kids and Rednecks.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.